Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
In a world where freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding, one man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan Emord.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
Well, I don't know if the FDA or FTC is trying to pin Jonathan Emord down in traffic somewhere, but we are anxiously awaiting his arrival. In the meantime, we have, from WorldNet Daily, Cheryl Chumley joining us as we kick in the sacred fire of liberty each week here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Cheryl, how's it going out there?
It's great. It's great to be here once again, Robert. Thanks for having me.
Now, how long, remind all of our listeners, how long you've been writing in the Washington, D.C. scene, politics, and all that you've done from the perspective of liberty?
Oh, goodness. Pretty much my whole career, 10, 15 years now. You know, I just left the Washington Times a couple months ago, and I'm at WND now, but I've been covering Congress, policy, regulation for a good decade or more from the constitutional perspective.
Yeah, you've been doing an incredible job. Now, if we talk about one of the stories that I think we sent to you earlier the week that I wanted to open with, it was related to the FDA's absolute denial of the right of, for instance, a terminally ill patient, right? Could be a child, could be an adult, to receive, request, access experimental treatments, medical or otherwise, that may be life-saving that has not been yet proven according to the FDA. Now, I think, what kind of crazy country are we that we think freedom still exists when the government could deny you the freedom to choose a treatment that may not be approved by the government when your only other alternative is death?
Yeah, it just seems ridiculous. I love that story that you sent to me because it's an example of what people want, good bills coming from their lawmakers. And down in Florida, it's the latest of, I think, about 20 states that are mulling a law like this. And they introduced a bill that basically gives the right of those on their deathbed to take medicines and medical treatments that aren't approved by the FDA, as if the FDA has the, you know, sovereign right to declare what you can do when you're on your deathbed in the first place. So I love this bill. I hope it sails right through, and I hope all the states take it up and pass it.
How much has the concept of the 10th Amendment reactivating and nullification played itself out in the, let's say, journalistic discourse in Washington, D.C., or are they so frightened of it they don't want to acknowledge, for instance, that 24 states, including the District of Columbia, have nullified federal law, for instance, on cannabis? So the left can cheer it, the right can cheer it, the left can hate it, the right can hate it, depending on the circumstance. But the reality is, this may be one of the most powerful tools we have to put back in check a federal government that is out of control.
Yeah, but, you know, you raise an interesting point when you ask how much of the media in Washington, D.C. looks at the 10th Amendment as that type of tool. And I can tell you, it's really a low amount. You know, most media, when the government tells them nowadays, this is how it is, this is the policy, this is the regulation, the media just takes it and runs with it as if it's indisputed fact, as if you have no chance to reel in that policy or that regulation. But the 10th Amendment is a powerful, powerful tool. And I think more Americans should tune in, read it real quickly, and start to force their lawmakers to take up the mantra on Capitol Hill. Because half the mess we're in now as a country, we wouldn't be here if people exercised their 10th Amendment right.
Yeah, and basically, for those who are new to the show, the 10th Amendment basically says those powers not specifically granted or enumerated to the federal government belong to the states or the people, respectively. And I don't believe that there was any clause or any enumerated power granted to the federal government to prohibit the people or the states to decide what is right for those people in terms of medicine, for instance.
Right, and it's not just, you know, the FDA, it shouldn't even be in existence if you look at the guidelines put forth in the 10th Amendment. But it's not just that agency. You can look at a multitude of agencies, from the Department of Education to the Commerce Department to HUD, and you can make an actual legal case that they do not rightly belong to be in existence. I think Reagan wanted to abolish the Department of Education that Carter started based on that 10th Amendment provision. Even he couldn't get it abolished. But the problem is, a lot of people don't know the power of the 10th Amendment, and states' rights is what our nation was founded upon, not the power of the federal government.
Yeah, and of course, it's an interesting dichotomy, too, as it always is with politics, the way they split left and right. But there have been, basically, the 10th Amendment been used to favor either or's, let's say, favorite kind of thing. For instance, we consider, at least initially, the left all about the freedom to smoke pot, for instance. Although it's expanded now because there's legitimate medical uses, and that's been acknowledged, even a patent that is held by the U.S. government on that. But let's just say, for instance, the left is like, yeah, let's free up the cannabis. On the right, the states are also working against the federal government, I think in Kansas and other states, where they've actually signed nullification bills on gun control, saying the federal government has no authority, no enumerated power to restrict the freedom of the people to keep and bear arms.
Well, that's interesting because it's almost it's a repetition of what the Second Amendment says. You know, so it's almost like, you know, we've suffered so much under the Obama administration in terms of infringements upon the Second Amendment, the rights of all Americans to bear arms, that certain states are saying, hey, we need to underscore that Second Amendment with yet another bill, another law saying that the federal government does not have the right to infringe upon the Second Amendment. So it just shows where we're at as a country, that we're being so overregulated that states that are in tune with what the Constitution puts forth in terms of limited rights on the government, limited powers, they're having to take up and add to the bills, the 10 amendments, the Bill of Rights in the Constitution, just to maintain the core rights that we were supposed to have been guaranteed in the first place.
Well, we were certainly warned by the Founding Fathers that if we went to sleep on this, there's no guarantee it was going to survive as a viable, limited form of government that protects individual liberty instead of running roughshod over it. Of course, our good friend and FDA dragon slayer, as he's known, Jonathan Emord, has been battling this bureaucratic oligarchy that our nation has become for a lot of years. I always look to say, what are the efficient means by which we can fight back? And sometimes it's by not fighting, it's by simply withdrawing the power, pulling the plug, and I think that 10th Amendment is something we all need to take a lot more cognizance of.
Yeah, I agree. I really wish Jonathan was here to weigh in, especially on the 10th Amendment, but in specific on this FDA issue down in Florida. But, you know, you're right. If people relied more on the Constitution to form their opinions, their policies, and what they want to put forth in terms of regulations in this nation, then they could force their politicians to act in line with the Constitution. Instead, it seems like we're taking our rights, our constitutional rights, from the politicians instead of reading the rules ourselves and then forcing our politicians to abide them.
Yeah, and when you come from a place like you do of liberty, you can actually comment in these perspectives in these ways and recognize how we may have lost our way and how we've devolved, if you will, into a form of government that intrudes on the rights of every American to some degree or another, and even now on the state level where there is some level of pushback. But this is an ongoing battle. It's not something I think we can ever say we've won and now we can go rest on our laurels.
No, and you just raised the perfect point. You know, the Founding Fathers said that it's up to each patriotic American to educate themselves and to keep their ruling, their politicians in check. You know, and as soon as we fall asleep at the wheel, the politicians, it's the natural human course, I guess, of power. Once you have it, you want more of it. So American citizens need to take it on themselves to educate themselves on these policies going on in Capitol Hill, but also to push back legislators who take it on themselves to overreach.
Absolutely. Now, have you been covering the candidacy of Hillary Clinton? I know, obviously, we've all followed her career. Anybody has been paying any attention. She's been involved for a long time now, since prior to them arriving in D.C. from Arkansas. But my question is, who is the real Hillary Clinton? It reminds me of that Woody Allen film, Zelig, you know, where you could just salamander a chameleon into whatever you want to be for whatever audience. I'm not sure I know who this woman is.
Well, right now she's on the Scooby Band campaign trail, so I guess she's a Scooby character. You know, that is the question that everybody's wondering. But I think, you know, deep down we all know who Hillary Clinton is. She's not a great politician who politics in the vein of Founding Fathers with morals and virtue and principles and so forth. You know, she's scandal-ridden, she's scandal-plagued, and she emerges from each scandal only to step into another one. This is what we've seen from her in the past, and if she's elected president or if she's the Democratic nominee for the president, this is what we can expect from her in the future. I would take that as the real Hillary Clinton.
Well, it seems that the theme, even her daughter is now saying, hey, it would be a symbolic, wonderful thing if you would elect my mom president because we need a woman to be president. Haven't they figured out that symbolic president's not a good idea?
Yeah, and I just, you know, really, we're going to elect the next leader of the free world simply because of a gender issue? That just doesn't seem very smart for the safety and security of our nation. And it certainly doesn't loom very, you know, hopeful for the fate of our Constitution. If you want to elect Hillary Clinton for president, at least do it going in with open eyes, knowing what you're voting for, not simply because she's a woman. And, you know, that's a large portion of the voters that went for Obama because they wanted to be part of history and vote for the first black president of America. And look where it's got us.
Yeah, as I said, this is not a symbolic, shall we say, office. It holds a lot of power. Even if you can argue that the people in power are often puppets for other interests behind the scenes, it's still having a man of character or a woman of character in there is much better than having one who just wants power or wants to basically, I don't know, reconfigure the Constitution in any way they want to perceive it to be. All right, this is Robert Scott Bell. We're doing the Sacred Fire of Liberty. We got Cheryl Chumley. You can read her at WND.com. We should be joined by Norm Singleton from Campaign for Liberty and hopefully eventually Jonathan Emord as well. Stick around. We got lots more political healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it out, RobertScottBell.com.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, if you ever miss a show, available for free all over the web, thanks to GCNLive.com, our syndicator GCN Genesis, as well as NaturalNewsRadio.com, heard around the world on UK Health Radio as well. And where else? iTunes, Stitcher Podcasts, TuneIn, which is in cars now, and Epic Times, Jerry Doyle. I might have to bug out for a segment. Jerry wants me on his show. This is going to be fun. As we got Cheryl Chumley with us. She's now writing for WND. And do we have Norm with us as well?
Well, Robert, guess what the cat just brought in, Robert.
Wait. Is there a guy named Jonathan Emord on the line now, too? Come on.
You might think that, Robert. I unfortunately was caught in a massive traffic jam because of a major accident that blocked a whole intersection, so...
I thought it was an FTA or FTC thing, a plot to keep you off the airwaves.
Well, it could be, Robert, but there are a lot of emergency vehicles, so I think it's legit.
Well, when you know, the cat's away, the mice were playing, Cheryl did a great job as we opened today together, and we should have Norm Singleton with us as well. And just to get you up to speed, Jonathan, one of the first things we did talk about was the state nullification efforts on FDA's complete refusal to allow unapproved drugs, treatments, or whatever in terminal patients. And you've litigated families and children for this purpose. over the years.
Yes, and we worked with Norm on the first pieces of legislation on this point that were introduced into Congress to try to create an exemption from FDA's draconian drug approval process and refusal to allow experimental drugs to be used by those in dire need. And we could never get it through the heavily FDA supportive Energy and Commerce Committee, or even out of committee. But this is good news, because it's time for the states to do this. It's really past time. People have suffered so greatly because of this whole nonsense with the FDA. They wield the power to ruin lives and destroy hope, and they do that with enough regularity that it's just to think that you have to go and get a federal ticket approved before you can get potentially life-saving treatment simply because it's not approved by the FDA is an outrage. If you're dying, get out of the way. Government, get out of the way. Let doctors and let patients deal with the issue and get the government out of our face. If freedom means anything, it means that you have a right to fight for your own life when you're dying.
Right. And of course, we would take it to the real liberty perspective that we, even if you're not dying, but of course, let's start somewhere, right? Okay, if I'm dying, do you think I could choose for myself? Maybe, huh? Norm right. Singleton, Campaign for Liberty, is here as well. Norm, welcome.
Yes, I think that's exactly right, everything Jonathan said. And of course, you know, the FDA, it's interesting, it was one of the reasons they have such power is because there were regulatory changes that they made in response to, I think it was the thalidomide case, right, when they stopped testing just for safety and started testing for what's called efficiency.
Efficacy, yeah.
So, which means that a very subjective and different, when you're talking about medicine, and of course, you know, we all react differently to medicine. Some people are allergic. Some people, it just doesn't take. Some people might need a bigger dose, and so you need to, you know, discuss with your physician, or if it's an over the counter thing, you know, kind of work within the guidelines and figure out for yourself what works best. But the FEC, the FDA thinks that they, confusing my bureaucracies there, thinks that they know better than anybody how to judge efficacy, what is effective, what is for all of us. And they're completely, there was a story on a Campaign for Liberty's blog leaking to a National Review piece about the time that it takes to increase, to approve new drugs. And of course, you know, people die from this. You know, I have the drug that was mentioned, or one of in the story, is actually a little personal for me, because it's Rizoli, Rizoli is currently approved drug, but it's something called GM6, which is still in phase 3 trials, and that's for Lou Gehrig's disease, which is the disease that my father had. And I know at the time his physician, I was in the room, said that this drug wouldn't necessarily do anything. I could tell you, Jonathan, if
you had access to it before approval.
Well,
listen, Norm, we got it
to you immediately.
Yes.
The doctor said there was a drug that could have.
We got to take a break, guys. Stick around. Jonathan's going to take over while I join Jerry Doyle for a segment. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement, because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water, that's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Well, welcome back. We have, here we go.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
So out goes Robert, and in comes Jonathan in his place for the remaining portion of the program. And we were talking during the break about two issues that we're going to address right now. One is the Senate's approval of Loretta Lynch to be Attorney General of the United States. Norm, you say you have some interesting background on that. Tell us.
Well, the vote was this afternoon at 2:30. It's really, after several weeks of, or actually I think almost over a month, of Senator McConnell holding the nomination up until there was a deal reached on the human trafficking bill regarding the Democrats' objection to abortion funding, which of course is something that most people agree you should, that taxpayer money shouldn't be used for abortion, but the Democrats were claiming this was not the standard Hyde language that's been in a lot of bills since 1976. They were making all, and that this was snuck in there, even though they're eventually the lead Democrat on the issue, Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota, admitted that her staff should have seen it or should have brought it to people's attention earlier. They finally came to a deal on that this week. And what was kind of disturbing about the Lynch nomination was groups Campaign for Liberty, the National Association of Gun Rights, other groups opposed her because she's pro-civil asset forfeiture, she's pro-Patriot Act, she's pro-abortion, and of course she's a gun control fanatic. After all this, McConnell apparently was going to allow her to nomination to move at a 50-vote threshold. Unfortunately, he got 66 votes on cloture because there were 10 Republicans who voted for cloture. And, of course, in the Senate, that's oftentimes the important vote because that's the vote that cuts off the filibuster and brings legislation up under a 50-vote rule. So if you want to kill something, you need to use that filibuster. And this is a very bad precedent because it suggests that McConnell is going to, for the next 2 years, ratify Harry Reid's lawless behavior of the last 2 years of bringing nominations to the floor in violation of Senate rules. Reid never changed the Senate rules. What he did was he used the nuclear option, which says that we're not going to apply the Senate rules. This is what McConnell promised that he would change this last year, and he was going to be different. Now he's doing what Harry Reid did, and he's doing it for Obama's nominees. The only thing I can think of is that then they had 2 hours of Senate. Of debate time, and sadly no senator objected, which even our champions on these issues, which is too bad because we could have used that full debate time to gin up some more opposition and maybe flipped a few senators to vote no on Lynch. So really it was a sad performance on the entire Senate, and the only thing that I'm thinking is that they are thinking that they need to keep these rules in place for 2017 when there's a Republican president. But as we've seen in the past, Democrats do not accept when Republicans either are fair to them or when Republicans ratify Democratic power grabs. If there is a President Paul or a President Walker or a President Cruz in 2017, I guarantee you whoever the Senate majority, Democratic majority leader, Chuck Schumer, will not sit by and cooperate with their nominees for attorney general. They will do everything they can, both legitimate and illegitimate, under Senate rules to block them. And there's also the fact that the conservatives and libertarians are supposed to stand for the rule of law, not for lawless behavior. That's something that people like Harry Reid, who believe in state power as a fundamental principle, are supposed to stand for.
Well, I think you put that well, Norm. I'm going to shift the topic a little bit. The Iranians apparently are pulling back from the port city of Aden to you know, they were going to deliver armaments to the opposition political forces there that are aligned and involved with terror, and they were being trailed by the USS Theodore Roosevelt and the flotilla, and also the port of Aden was being blocked by Saudi Arabian naval forces. And they turned around. They appear to be turning back to Iran. So that appears to have been a successful strategy, even though it is a schizophrenic strategy, because on the one hand, the Obama administration is embracing Iran's essential nuclear ambitions by creating a worthless treaty, but on the other hand, they flexed American muscle with the Saudi Arabians and had the effect of preventing this armamentation of terrorists dedicated to destroying the regime in Yemen. On that score, Cheryl, I wanted to get your reaction, and also we might also add in a little bit of a discussion in the time remaining about the whole issue of American foreign policy in the Middle East, such as it is. It's virtually impossible to tell what our foreign policy is, but go ahead.
Well, I think you named it right. You put the right label on it. It's schizophrenic. It's a head scratcher. What is going on? What are you doing once again, Obama administration? As you point out, we're in the middle of forging this supposedly great pact with Iran to get them to stop developing nuclear weapon capabilities in Tehran, which is, by most accounts, a worthless deal. It's alienated Israel quite a bit, angered Israel because of worries that it's only going to put them in more danger. And outside of the White House, nobody, not even Democrats, think it's a plan that's going to bring any type of success. And then meanwhile, you seem to have Iran flexing its muscles and America scrambling to rein in their show of force. But at the same time, you have the State Department and the White House messaging, putting it forth that this is nothing to worry about. So once again, we're in the position of wondering what the White House is doing with its foreign policy. And this goes all the way back to Obama's first administration, where America is not only confused by what Obama is doing overseas, but our allies are. And it's putting them in quite a predicament because, you know, when you're talking about Israel, they live on the battle lines of what is going forth between America and Iran right now. They're the ones that are going to pay the first repercussions. And quite rightly, they're angry with the administration right now, upset that we're not protecting them as we've done historically for years. And that's also putting America in a tough spot because powers around the world are watching what the White House is doing in terms of overseas policies. They see that this president is nothing but stumbling on that block, and they're taking advantage of our weaknesses.
Well, also, there's strong indication, certainly interesting that China is behind the scenes objecting to this, but there's strong indication that North Korea has basically doubled its nuclear stockpile. Somewhere between 20 and 40 short-range ballistic missiles are now believed to be possessed by the North Koreans, and that adds another destabilizing aspect to that region, with threats, obvious threats to South Korea, but also to Japan. And interestingly enough, of such concern that it's apparently disturbing to China. What do you make of that, Cheryl?
Well, all the eyes of the world and America are watching this worthless deal go forward between John Kerry and Team Obama and Iran. What you just point to is just what I was mentioning, that the rest of the world is taking advantage of our weaknesses or our perceived weaknesses right now. You know, the world goes on. The terrorists don't stop. Our enemies don't take a nap while we deal with Iran over something, like I mentioned, that it's just a ridiculous agreement that there's no way to enforce. There's no way to guarantee that our enemies, who have, you know, stated they hate us, are going going to uphold their side of the agreement. So while that's going on, all this other stuff is going on in the world that will prove a danger to America, both in the immediate and longer term, and it's just making a mess of foreign policy for the next president to take over.
Well, another interesting thing that I'll have you mention, talk about, Cheryl, and then we're going to get Norm's input on this, too, as we talked over the break, is the recent event where an American citizen who was held captive by the terrorists was actually killed in a strike, drone strike. And this is now causing the administration to take responsibility for it, but to start reevaluating the extent to which it ought to have some different protocol for determining when to use drone strikes. It seems to me that we are in a pickle precisely because of the administration's pullback to the extent that I'm not in favor of having an army of occupation in the Middle East, an American army of occupation, but I am certainly interested in doing whatever is necessary to destroy ISIS, putting whatever forces are in place to achieve that objective. It's clear to me that there's no way to achieve that objective or to fight the war on terror unless special forces are dispatched to eliminate the enemy. And in the case of ISIS, it may be required to have a lot more than just special forces in specific regions where they have occupied and are threatening American interests. But when it comes to this incident, I really do think that had we had special forces in place performing undercover operations and identifying appropriate targets, that we're more apt to be sure that when we launch one of these drone strikes that we're going to be hitting the enemy rather than our own people. But when we come back from the break, I want to get Cheryl's input on that and Norm's, and we'll take this break and be back in just a few minutes and hear from them.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant. And it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jerry John.
Going once. Twice. Okay, we got to move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, I'm back. Sacred Fire Liberty Hour keeps on riding down the road. Actually, I'm water skiing behind these guys, Jonathan Emord and Cheryl Chumley and Norman Singleton. You guys carry on, man. I'm just blown away by the information that you're rallying through on the foreign policy issue as well. And I think when we do political healing here, we do it well with you guys.
Well, sure glad you were eavesdropping, Robert, and glad you stuck your head back in the door. we are going to let Cheryl pick up where we left off. Cheryl, do you remember where we were?
I think we were just about to talk about ISIS and what the administration should do about that issue.
Right. I was going to shift a little bit and talk about how they, we had this drone strike. It killed an American who was loyal to this country. The administration has taken blame for that. But I think there may be a problem here that's underlying all of this, and that is that there's been so much of an effort by this administration to remove forces from the field that I think they've gone so far as to deny us needed intelligence by having sufficient special forces in place on the ground that they could advise as to the details of inhabitants and buildings and the number of friendlies and so forth. And the absence of that intelligence, I think, necessarily leads to this sort of a problem. I just wanted to get your take on it quickly.
Yeah, I mean, the short answer, yes, we definitely need more intelligence bolstered, rooting out ISIS and other terrorist forces overseas. You know, this administration has been very weak on that, and now we're suffering the security issues because of it. But, you know, just to back it up a bit, those who doubt that, but let's remember it was ISIS who declared war on us. ISIS is the one that wants to hang the Islamic flag from the White House. ISIS is the one out there beheading Christians by the hundreds. And if we as a nation are going to sit idly by while that goes on, that's something that may in time come back to haunt us. This administration is doing little more than talking about the problem, and the only way to uproot ISIS now, in absence of having the proper intelligence officials on the ground, is to send in troops, not for an occupying type thing, but we need to defend those of, you know, Christian faith, if nothing else, so we can hold the moral high ground in the years to come.
Certainly, and it's one thing to have ridiculous rhetoric condemning the United States. It's quite another thing to have active movements by terrorists to develop weapon systems and means to and cells here in the United States to exploit and cause wreak havoc here with deaths and destruction. And that's what they're about. And so it's essential that we nip it in the bud and kill them. But, Norm, before we go, I wanted to make sure I got your opportunity to speak about Hillary Clinton's latest scandal and insights as to that. Go ahead, Norm.
Well, it's a coming scandal. I guess there's a new book coming out.
Right. Peter Schweitzer.
By the way, on the ISIS scandal, just real quick, I think one thing that might be a good time to reconsider is something that Ron Paul introduced shortly after the attack of 2011, which actually goes back to Jefferson and the Constitution, which is mark and reprisal. That's a historical and a quick way to deal with sort of these non-state terrorist threats. Of course, Obama would never do it because it might actually work. But anyway, we're going back to it's remember the 90s. Again, we've got Hillary and maybe a Bush running, and now we've got the Clinton money scandals coming up. It might not stick in the national consciousness the way that certain other things connected with the Clinton administration did, but there was a investigations into whether or not the Clinton political operations were being financed in part by illegal foreign donations. And now we have a book coming out that suggests that the Clinton Foundation was getting money. Apparently it's going to prove that the Clinton Foundation was getting money from foreign governments and foreign interests who were then getting special treatment from Hillary Clinton when she was Secretary of State, which is these claims and in this book have any validity? It's something that really needs to be investigated.
Absolutely, Norm.
Imagine members of Congress go to jail and for selling influence.
Not here, Norman. We're out of time, my friend. Jonathan, thank you. Thank you to Cheryl Chumley, the Dr. Oz scandal. Dr. Oz fights back next, and selenium slander. Jonathan would like this one after the break. The power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com.
so we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.